Let us stand to our feet as we hold our Bibles high. Repeat after me. This is my Bible, God's holy word. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I have. And today, I submit myself to God that he may prove his word in my life today. Amen. Together, let's read Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 6. Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 6. Let us read. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to see. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joy. Amen. You may be seated in his presence. And think with me shortly from this thing. Sometimes you need to climb a tree. Sometimes you need to climb a tree. Amen. For our visitors, I like to talk to our neighbors. If you don't love each other before you get here, you will before you leave. All right, look at one of your neighbors and say, neighbor, when was the last time you climbed a tree? Amen. Allow me a few minutes to give you some background. Luke is the only gospel that records this story of Zacchaeus. Just give you a few facts about Zacchaeus. First of all, Zacchaeus was a very short man. This is not to pick on anybody under 4 feet tall. Hallelujah. But he was a very short man. And not only was he a short man, but he had a whole lot of money. Mm-hmm. Second thing is, with all of his money, he was not a happy man, because he knew people did not like him. That's a sad thing. And last but not least, when the opportunity came, Zacchaeus did not allow anything and anybody to get in his way. As it is recorded in the scripture, Jesus was going through the city of Jericho. And Jericho is a very important city because Jericho was very rich. It was very prominent. And this is where a lot of people did their shopping. So when Jesus was in Jericho, people were just coming around. And I want you to understand, looking at Zacchaeus, he was short. Y'all know anybody short? Don't everybody look at Nikki. You know anybody? Hey, girl. All right, so here it is. Now, the question is this. How many of us have missed out on something because we were short? Either we didn't have enough education. Either we didn't have the newest car. Either we didn't have it going on like we thought we had it going on, but some of us missed out on some opportunities because we came up just a little short. Tell your neighbor, I'm kind of short. And see, when I was studying this, I understand one of my friends just came back from Paris, France. And she was telling about all the excitement that she saw over in France, okay? Right now, I don't have enough money to get to Paris, Texas. But I thank God that he has supplied my need, that when I need to put gas in my car, I just climb the tree. God made it possible that I can climb a tree and see Jesus, because not only can't get to Paris, Texas, up, but I can't get to the state of Missouri so I can go to work and get my tithe money. And then I can get back to the state of Illinois so I can get to the house that God blessed me. Praise the Lord, saints. I don't have enough money to be a millionaire. I come up a little short. But oh, when it comes to praising God, all I have to do is climb the tree and I can see where God has blessed me. Who gonna climb with me this morning? Who gonna climb with me this morning? Hallelujah. See, sometimes as children of God, we back away because we think somebody else got it going on more than what we got. But baby, all you got to do is climb a tree. Tell your neighbor, climb a tree. Tell your neighbor, climb the tree. Because if you climb the tree, I guarantee you, you will see Jesus just like Zacchaeus did. Tell your neighbor, climb the tree. So many times as children of God, we tend to look at people who we think they got more than we have. But let me tell you, baby, if you are already complaining about paying rent on your two-bedroom apartment, let me be the first to tell you, you don't want a seven-room house. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Young people, let me tell you, you might think mama and daddy is tripping with you because they won't let you go where you want to go. But climb a tree, baby. There is somebody that wish mama and daddy even knew where they were. Climb the tree. Tell your neighbor, climb a tree. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Zacchaeus was there and he was short. How many of us will tell the truth? Some ways we come short. We don't have all we want to do, but do you ever just sit where you are and thank God you got as good as you can get it? Huh? Don't let anybody make you feel bad. Maybe they can go to Saks Fifth Avenue. Some of us are thankful that we can go to J. Pinier's. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. Maybe some of y'all can go to Macy's, but then there's those of us who go on the clearance rack at the wheel that is good. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Hello. Hallelujah. Uh-huh, because see, Big Mama knew we was going to be rough. It was going to be some rough times, so Big Mama gave us the definition of new. How many of y'all know what new means? Uh-huh, for the benefit of our visitors, new means something you ain't never had before. Hallelujah. Uh-huh, uh-huh. What is new? Something you ain't never had before. Hallelujah. So whether you get it, somebody gave it to you, or you got some hand-me-down, or you went to the wheel that is good. Oh, we got some sophisticated people up in here. If you went to the good wheel to get it, it's new to me, baby. Uh-huh. Tell your neighbor, climb a tree. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In Philippians 4:6, it said, be anxious for nothing, but in all things. Now, how many of y'all ain't ashamed today? Uh-huh. How many of y'all just glad that somebody gave you some hand-me-down at one point in your house? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. How many of y'all glad that somebody's feet got too big and you got you some new shoes? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. How many of y'all got some relatives that got extra weight and you got some more clothes? Glory to God. Uh-huh. Tell your neighbor, climb that tree, baby. Tell them, climb that tree, baby. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Point number one. Everybody comes up short some kind of way. Everybody. God made it that we would need each other. And no matter how much you think you got, there is always somebody that got just a little bit more than you got. But you need to learn how to be thankful for what you got. Don't be so ugly and angry because so-and-so got more than me. Just be thankful, because if it had not been for the Lord on your side, you wouldn't have as much as you got, baby. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then we look at Zacchaeus. We already talked about him being short. Zacchaeus had a whole lot of money. Not the one sitting on the drums, but Zacchaeus had a whole lot of money. Children of God, let me tell you. Let me tell you, Zacchaeus, being that he was short and had a whole lot. How many brothers love me right now? Y'all gonna be loving me in a few minutes. How many brothers? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Anyway, let me tell you. Point number 2, you deserve to be loved for who you are and not for what you got. Zacchaeus knew that he was short, and therefore, whenever he wanted somebody to be in company with, he paid them. All he had was money. And so in order to measure up with the taller guys, he had to pay for attention. He had to pay for somebody to be nice to him. He had to pay to have friends. But the amazing thing happened when Jesus came into town. Somebody thought Jesus' pockets were a little bit deeper than Zacchaeus. So they went for a higher ground. Mm-hmm. Point number 2 again was, you deserve to be loved for who you are and not what you have. After Zacchaeus had given all he had, Jesus came in and somebody left Zacchaeus for higher ground. Catch your breath for this one. In these days and times, we have people who are always out to use somebody else. We have men using women, women using men, sons using daughters, daughters using mothers. But let me tell you, if you have to pay people to be in your life, they are not yours. Because just as soon as your money runs out, they are going to run out too. We find this over in Luke 15 with the prodigal son. The prodigal son left home, thought he had everything. He was spending money, setting up everything. And when he ran out of money, somebody say he ran out. When he ran out of money, all of his friends ran out too. Catch your breath for this one. This might set somebody free. When all of the people that you have to pay to be in your life say, scat cat. Somebody on the other side of your life that's trying to get in your life will say, here, kitty, kitty. Some of y'all are going to get that on the way home. Let me say that. See, y'all, they don't have it yet, Mom. When somebody over here is telling you what? Scat cat. Somebody on the other side has climbed a tree and they saying, yee-kitty, kitty. I thank God for the people he's placed in my life. You already know I don't have a lot of money. I don't look like a runway model nowhere. But to some people, I might be your worst nightmare, but I thank God that somebody's just glad that he woke me up this morning. I thank God that somebody's just glad he brought me up to Alton, Illinois. I thank God today. I don't have a whole lot of nothing, but I have a whole lot of love for my God. Is anybody glad today? Is somebody glad you got up this morning? Is somebody glad that God shook you this morning? How many got somebody that loves you just because you are you? Uh-huh. Y'all gonna get off that super glue in a few minutes. See, some of us is like Zacchaeus. We think if we run out of money or if we gain a few extra pounds, whoever is in our life gonna walk away. Baby, if they only stay in there because you wear a size 12, then let them leave. If they only stay in there because you paying the bill, let them leave. Because as soon as they leave, God will send the right person in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Been a long time since I've been in the street, mother. But there was a thing that men used to say, what you won't do, another one will. And you know what I tell them now? When you leave, toot at the next car. That's your replacement. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. You need to be loved because I serve a God that loves me for who he made me to be. Hallelujah. Put your hands together and make some noise. Tell your neighbor, go climb a tree. Tell your neighbor, go climb a tree. Because if you have to pay for it, it ain't yours anyway. Go climb.
Uh-huh. Y'all all right? Who needs to climb a tree this morning? Hallelujah. Now let's talk about Zacchaeus. We talked about he was short, amen? Uh-huh. We talked about he had a whole lot of money, but he had to pay for everything. How many of y'all get tired of paying for everything? Quit running with broke people then. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. See, that frees some of y'all up right then, didn't it? I tell you, praise the Lord. But Zacchaeus, my Lord, when Jesus came, they ran off and left him. Now, he had a decision to make. Either he was going to sit there with his little short, rich self, or he was going to strike out for a real relationship. How many of y'all ready for a true relationship? How many of you ready for a real relationship? So what he did was, he said, they left me by myself. But I know what I'll do. I'm going to run ahead of them because Jesus looks like he's going right by that sycamore tree. So Zacchaeus said, I'm going tree climbing. Because once I get in that tree, I will see Jesus. Once I get in that tree, I'm going to go over everybody that took my money. Once I get in that tree, I'm going to walk over everybody that tried to use me. Once I get in that tree, I'm going to make so much noise that Jesus is going to quit looking at them and he's going to look at me. Once I get in that tree, I'll be able to say, hey, Jesus, look up here. Once I get in the tree, I'm going to find a way to get the undivided attention of Jesus Christ. Do you want Jesus' undivided attention? Do you want Jesus to look at you? Do you want Jesus to hear your voice? Then, neighbor, you need to climb a tree. When the choir was singing, some of us were so hellish, we just sat there. But those of us who had to get a press through, we lifted up our voices and sang with the choir. Some of us, when they was praying, you was all sedated. But those of us who needed to get a press through, we climbed the tree and said, amen. Yes, Lord, I hear you. Yes, Jesus. Do you need a press through today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of us are sitting here on this last day of November. And if you remember at the beginning of 2008, some of us promised the Lord, Lord, if you just get me through 2007, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Here it is, the last Sunday in November. You ain't done a dadgum thing. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. And some of y'all thinking, well, I'm going to wait till I get to 2009. But let me tell you, church, 2009 ain't promised to you. You need to start praising God today. You need to climb a tree today. You need to give God all you got today. Because when Zacchaeus went up in that tree, he said, I ain't got time to worry about those who don't like me. I need to get up in the tree today. Who going tree climbing with me? Who going to climb a tree with me today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beginning of 2008, some of you probably said, Lord, you know what? I'm going to come to Bible study more than I did in 2007. Here it is, the last Sunday in November. We ain't seen you yet. Then we got those who said, Lord, you know what? I didn't come to Sunday school. It looks like 2008 going to get me, going to pass me by. God, you already said that, Lord, in 2009, I'm going to start going to Sunday school. Let me tell you, it's still 2008. You got another month to make it. It ain't too late for you to get in. Tell your neighbor it ain't too late. Tell your neighbor it ain't too late. Go climb the tree, baby. It ain't too late. Hallelujah. Y'all all right? Praise the Lord. And as I was studying for the lesson, the Lord told me to go climb a tree. Tell your neighbor, Pastor, getting ready to climb. Over 30 years, my father in the ministry stood before the church and he went out on the limb.
He said, for those of you who believe in tipping God and not tithing, I'm going to give you a challenge. If you tithe for the next 90 days, and if God doesn't give more to you than you give to God, you come to me and I'll give you your money back. That was 30 years ago, and I'm still a tither. Tell your neighbor, she's getting ready to climb. Some of you been tipping God all year. So I offer you the same challenge. If you would tithe from today for the next 30 days, if God does not give back more to you than you give to him, you give me a record and I'll see that God will give me the money to give you your money back. I'm on a tree today. I'm out on a limb today. See, you're not, now y'all scared. I ain't scared, baby. Do I need to say that again? I said again. I'm woman enough to cover that, baby. Let me say it again. If you have been tipping God all 2008, you got 90 days. Somebody say 90 days. 90 days. If you would trust God for the next 90 days to give him a dime out of every dollar, if God does not give you back more than you give to him, write me a letter, baby, and I will make sure you get your every dime right back. You climb that tree. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I'm going to put a piece of paper down on when we do our tithes and offerings. And if you think I'm kidding, you write your name on the paper. And me and I'm going in prayer to God. And if God don't give you back more than you give to the church, say, Pastor Pim, don't give me back my money. Give the Lord a high five. See, now y'all got scared. Uh-huh. Tell your neighbor she climbed the tree. Uh-huh. And I ain't going to hang on that sucker either. But Zacchaeus had to climb the tree to see Jesus. While we're sitting here today, my challenge to you is that quit looking at what everybody else has got. And you climb the tree and learn how to be thankful for what God has given you. Quit talking about what so-and-so got and what other people got. Learn how to stop and look around and climb that tree. Look at what God has blessed you with. You might not have a Mercedes, but don't you have a car that would get you from point A to point B? You might not be making six figures, but don't God give you enough strength to work that job to get what you need to get? You might not have the best looking husband or the best looking wife, but when you look in a mirror, don't you look better than a baboon butt? Come on, church. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, climb the tree. Tell your neighbor, climb the tree. And as I prepare to go to my seat, just know that we are saved and sanctified today because over 2,000 years ago, your Lord and my God, they hung him on a tree on a hill called Calvary. They simply asked the question, Jesus, how much do you love your people? He said, I love them this much. Nail me to the cross. Say, Jesus, how much do you love your people? He said, I love them this much. Why don't you stand me up? Oh, don't stand me up. Because if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. But they stood him up and said, Jesus, how much do you love your people? He said, all I want you to do is let me borrow one of your tombs just for a little while, because on the third day, I'm going to get up and give it right back to him. On the third day, I'm going to get up with all power, all power, all power in my hand. And because
with Jesus, climb the tree and set me free. And set me free. And set me free. I don't know about you, but I'm going tree climbing today. Are we going tree climbing? Are we going tree climbing? Hallelujah. 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 Amen. We thank you and praise God. The doors of the church are open. You may come by letter. Christian experience, candidate for baptism.